Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Some off season, and now we're just 2 days removed from the beginning of the regular season for everybody not named Dodgers and Padres. I'm juiced for this, Dibs. I've been excited the last couple of months, honestly, even before Chapman and Snell happened. But now that those two did happen, you've got a legitimate lineup. You've got a great rotation, or what you hope should be a great rotation, when they are fully healthy. I'm excited for Giants baseball. Legitimately pumped for the beginning of the season for the first time in a number of years.
First time for me in the Farhan Zaidi era. And Jordan Hicks is actually a part of it. Maybe not the biggest part, but watching him last night throwing 98, and he's a guy who used to throw 102, 103, but now he's easing off it a little bit, is the report. And so he's throwing a 98-mile-an-hour sinker, 97-mile-an-hour wipeout slider, and he's going to be your fifth starter, maybe fourth or fifth. He's down the rotation, and ultimately, when Robbie Ray comes back, he may have to fight for a spot in the rotation, but it's just another example of new pieces that Farhan's brought in, and he had himself a monster of an offseason. I didn't think that he had it in him, to be honest, but he closed Jung-Hoo Lee. He brought in Chapman. He had to wait for it, but he got Blake Snell, Jorge Soler, the DH, a guy who's got some pop, and then another kind of under-the-radar acquisition, Tom Murphy.
Two big flies.
Or should we call him Bomb Murphy, as I call him now, with the two flies, and he's hopefully not wasting them all in the spring. This team is better. The lineup is better. The rotation is better. The bullpen is probably as good as last year, still rock solid. The defense is better. The manager is better. Hard not to be more excited for this year's team than ever before under Farhan.
I'm trying to run through, like, when I was this excited or more excited for a Giants season, and you got to go way back. First of all, I agree with you. I don't think it's in the Farhan Zaidi era. The Farhan era began 2019. That was the end of Bochy. That was Bochy's final year. And they were coming off of a bad season, really no expectations there. So nothing there. Your next year, it's the COVID shortened season, right? 2020 did not begin until deep into the summer.
Right.
And that was a new manager. So you kind of had the excitement of, all right, we got a new era of baseball. We're kind of excited for it because the end of the Bochy era, while Bochy's a legend and that era of Giants baseball is the best era of Giants baseball in history, you weren't extremely confident that they were going to do much.
But honestly, the excitement of that season was the fact that they were playing baseball.
You're right. Just the fact that there was baseball at all, even just 60 games of it.
The opener was July 23rd.
Yeah.
And I just looked at that because I was trying to remember.
That's right around the trade deadline for normal years.
Exactly. It was a 60-game season. I was trying to remember when we actually got back to it because I was broadcasting from home, Jolo and Dibs days, and the only thing going was German soccer. I was a big Hertha Berlin fan at the time, or Union Berlin, and they had Korean baseball. Those are the only two leagues that were really popping in March, and then eventually you had the bubble NBA, and then baseball July 23rd. So we were excited, but for a completely different reason.
Yeah. So that season off the table for me. 2021, when they actually won 107 games, that was an incredible season. So much fun, but you didn't have a ton of excitement going into it. Again, kind of the similar thing. It was the new era, first real year of Farhan and Gabe Kapler. And, you know, you had maybe some little bit of excitement for it because it was new, but you weren't really sure what to expect. And let's be honest, the talent on that team didn't blow you away. So it's not that year for me. The following year is maybe the one competitor, at least in the Farhan era, because you're coming off of 107 wins. But as you and I were talking about earlier during pre-show, Buster Posey retired that offseason. Yeah. You didn't make a ton of crazy moves. The talent on that roster wasn't great, so you didn't have a ton of expectations. And then last year, considering that they almost had Aaron Judge, they had Carlos Correa, and then they didn't have him, that might have been the least excited I had been for a Giants season in a while. So I'm with you. I think it's this season, at least in the Farhan era, and the end of the Bochy era wasn't good either. You might have to go all the way back to like 2016, Dibs, to find the last time I was this excited about a Giants season.
And you have to go back to 2014 to find the last time the Giants won a postseason series, and that was the World Series.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a 2016, they lost in the NLDS, and same thing in 2021. So you talk about excitement, and we are excited for this year's team because we have expectations. And the expectations now for this roster and this manager, this group of young players who eventually will come up, including Kyle Harrison, who's in the rotation, it feels like this team is going to get should as opposed to could put upon them.
Yes, and that's what brings me to my next point, which is you use the word expectations. With expectations comes a little bit of
great
a burden.
Responsibility, right?
Exactly. A burden of expectations on this Giants team. That's not something that they've really had to deal with, maybe, except for the 2022 year coming off of the 2021 season. But as we talked about, with no Posey and lack of talent around the rest of the roster, I'm not sure how much those of us that are Giants fans were really actually expecting from that team. But now you've got a legitimate ace alongside Logan Webb at the top of the rotation. You get Alex Cobb back, who was an all-star last year. In June or July, you hopefully get Robbie Ray back, who was a Cy Young Award winner a handful of seasons ago. Who knows what Jordan Hicks is going to turn into. You've got some young arms that you're relying on as well. Maybe Kyle Harrison has a great season and is a breakout candidate like Logan Webb was back in 2021. Who knows? And then you've got Matt Chapman, and you've got Jorge Soler, and you've got Jung-Hoo Lee, and you've got some pieces that can hit the ball around a little bit. So this team, for the first time in a very long time, when we're talking about excitement from a fan perspective, from an inside perspective, and maybe this falls more so on Farhan than anybody else, because for some of those individual players, I mean, they haven't been around this franchise at all, like all the guys they just brought in. But for Farhan, he's now finally having to deal with what comes with having success in the offseason, which is, all right, now go prove it on the field. Up to this point, he hadn't had to deal with that. It was, well, the talent on this roster isn't very good. Let's aim for 80 wins. And if we get 80 wins, we're feeling pretty good about ourselves, because look at the talent we have versus look at the talent the Dodgers have. But now you've got not equal talent, but comparable talent.
Yeah,
and now, as a result, you got to go out there and prove it and actually win more games than you lose this year.
And you hope that Bob Melvin can manage this team and do better than he did in San Diego, when he had ostensibly as much, if not more, talent on that roster. And yet last year they disappointed for the first 5 months of the season, and San Diego started to get rolling, but it was too little too late. They only managed to get up to third in the division. So Bob Melvin is in a spot where, not that he needs a, quote, bounce back, but he inherits a roster far better than what Gabe Kapler left. And that's credit to Farhan Zaidi for doing great things in the offseason and putting together a very well-rounded team with a good rotation. You mentioned the good lineup. The defense is vastly improved, and it's a deeper team as well. So even when you sustain the inevitable injuries, as we know as a part of any baseball season, it feels like you've got more talent waiting in AAA that you'll be able to bring back up.
You mentioned the improved lineup for Bob Melvin.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do you remember who started at catcher for the Giants on opening day last year? They started in the Bronx in New York against the Yankees.
Was it Chadwick Trump?
It was not Chadwick Trump, okay. But that's a great pull, dude.
Well, just based on your smile and your smirk, it's probably not somebody that I would expect to be.
It is not.
Was it Joey Bart?
It was not Joey Bart.
Not Joey Bart.
Joey Bart started the 2022 opener.
It wasn't Blake Sable, I don't think.
Blake Sable started, but he did not catch.
He did not catch. Man, there's somebody I'm clearly forgetting.
He was a Giant for like a minute.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Roberto Perez.
It's funny because Evan whispered the answer in my ear, but I didn't know his first name, so I didn't. I was going to say Eugenio Perez. Probably not. Evan said Perez. And I was thinking to myself, I could guess a first name, but then I looked like even more of an idiot than not knowing it. Thank you, Evan, for the effort.
Yeah, Roberto
Next
Perez.
Next time, I'm going to need a first name. Thank you, brother.
Roberto?
Is that just me? No.
Roberto Perez was
Never
the team's starting catcher
Never
last year on opening day. Now, there was like some injuries and whatever.
Right.
But yeah, Roberto Perez was this team's starting catcher. I'm glad you brought up Blake Sable because Blake Sable also started opening day last year. He was the starting left fielder.
Crazy.
And he actually continued the crazy stretch of same player Giants starting in left field on opening days. You have to go all the way back to Barry Bonds in 2006 and 2007 to find the last time the same Giant started in left field on consecutive opening days.
So this year will be somebody different as well.
This year will be the 18th consecutive unless Austin Slater, it won't be consecutive.
Right.
Austin Slater had started an opening day and left, but he didn't start last year. But more than likely, it will be Conforto starting in left on opening day. Even if it is Luis Matos, which some fans want, you're going to have a new left fielder again for the 18th consecutive season on opening
Probably
day.
Conforto, and then next year will be Matos, which will keep the streak alive.
Yeah, we got to get to 20.
There's some of the names on there are pretty hilarious, too, if you go back in time. From all the
We got Nori Aoki. We got Connor Joe.
Connor Joe is the one.
Fred Lewis.
F. Lou.
Mark DeRosa.
D. Rowe.
Aubrey Huff started in left field on opening day in 2012.
Don't talk about that.
Yeah, we don't need to talk about that anymore. Dave Roberts started in left field.
The Dave Roberts?
Yeah, the
Crazy.
Dave Roberts in 2008. It's a who's who of not important baseball players, really.
Totally.
Ever since the Barry Bonds time. But I bring it up because you're right. The lineup is much improved this year. I mean, you look at who they're probably going to start, and we can look at the lineup for tonight. As the Bay Bridge preseason series shifts to Oracle Park to close out the preseason slate for both these two teams, this is just about going to be the starting lineup for the Giants this year, Dibs. You got Jung-Hoo Lee leading off, Matt Chapman, then Lamont Wade, then Jorge Soler, then Michael Conforto, then Tyro Estrada, and then Austin Slater, Patrick Bailey, and Nick Ahmed. Really, the only change is likely going to be Yastrzemski in for Slater playing right field. That's probably the only change for the Giants opening day lineup.
Against righties, you'd have Yaz, and Slater will go up against the lefties, you'd imagine.
Yeah, but that is, considering what last year was, which featured Jock Peterson, and it featured Blake Sable, and it featured Roberto Perez, and it featured Wilmer Flores, although Wilmer is a good hitter, and it featured Brandon Crawford. That is a much deeper, better lineup with a lot more thump, some scary bats, some tough at-bats for pitchers, guys that will work counts. So you've got a lineup that looks entirely different from last year. And again, now you've got to deal with the expectations. Like if you're Farhan Zaidi, Dibs, and you come into this season thinking about, what's the goal for this franchise this year? You felt like 80 wins last year was like they overachieved because of the lack of talent on their roster. Now you come into this year with that lineup, with that starting pitching staff. And you've got to wonder, what are they aiming for? What are they shooting for? And what would be considered a success and what would be considered a failure? It's much higher up, at least in my opinion, than it was last year or really any of the last like 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, and it's much further up than it was a couple of months ago. According to FanDuel, the over-under season total now is 83.5. And it had been sitting at either 80.5 or 81.5 up until the acquisition of Chapman and Snell. And now the money's come in and the over, actually the under is the favorite at 83.5. But I think that the bar is set at the playoffs because the National League is such that you've got at least four teams who are all but giving up already in March. And so your field of teams that you're competing with goes from 15 down to 11. So there's really only 11 teams legitimately going for six playoff spots. And you've got one of the biggest offseason expenditures in baseball. You brought in a lot more talent. You've got an infusion of youth likely coming this year. You've got no excuses, in my opinion, to not be a playoff team, to not be a team that can win 85 or so games and be a part of the wild card race.
Does 83.5 feel low to you? That feels low to me.
A little bit, but you know, you're kind of protecting against what could possibly happen with the pitching. And I think when you're a team that is so reliant on pitching, their offense is better, but this team is going to rise and fall with their pitching.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.